Both Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama have pledged to back a major Great Lakes restoration proposal that would cost $20 billion over 5 years. They also support the Great Lakes Water Diversion Compact. But at a forum in Milwaukee today, backers of the two candidates tried to spell out some differences. Obama campaign advisor Howard Lerner suggests the Illinois senator has a home lake advantage.
It's because he lives, plays on, with his family, enjoys the Great Lakes. He knows the Great Lakes.
But the Great Lakes director of the McCain Environmental Stewardship Coalition says Arizona Senator McCain is also committed to the Great Lakes. Here's Rob Sisson.
John McCain is an ardent supporter of Great Lakes restoration and protection. He was the only Republican candidate during the primary election cycle who pledged to sign the Great Lakes Collaboration Implementation Bill.
But Obama advisor Howard Lerner says if there's a peace dividend at the end of the Iraq War, the U.S. should maybe spend some of it on hiring cleanup workers for the lakes.
Yes, we should put people to work restoring our country, including the Great Lakes.
But McCain backer Rob Sisson says he doesn't think the McCain administration would set up a Great Lakes Public Works program.
Funding over a number of years of the restoration plan creates tremendous private sector jobs and it has economic benefit for our regions.
Obama advisor Lerner does warn that if the U.S. economic downturn becomes, quote, tragically worse, all bets are off on any big Great Lakes funding package. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.